Here's Pastor Brian as he continues his study on Romans 6.
Welcome to the program today. This week is going to be a continuation of what we started last week in the verse-by-verse study through Romans chapter 6. Last week we covered the first 10 verses, and there's some powerful truths that we'll need to reemphasize in order to give us a handle on our subject today. In verse 11, Paul says, "Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So in order for us to understand verse 11, this exhortation to reckon ourselves to be dead indeed to sin, we need to understand what he said in the first 10 verses in relationship to that. Paul is discussing the subject about continuing in sin now that we're under grace. And obviously he says no way, that God forbid that that should happen, or it's an impossibility. And the reason it's an impossibility is found in verses 3 through 5, because Paul says because we are identified with Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. Verse 3 says, "Or do you not know as many as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life." So the power to live a holy life is found in the fact that we died with Christ, and then we also rose with him to walk in newness of life. Also, verse 6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." So Paul has firmly taught us that the old nature, the old man that was controlled by sin, dominated by sin, where sin was its master, was crucified. And so when we died, that old man died, and when we rose to newness of life. That's what Paul means in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, where he says that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. "Behold, all things are new, all the old things have passed away." So we actually died with Christ, and we rose. When we came out of that grave with him, we came out a brand new person. And that brand new person, the power of sin was broken over their life, that power to make them a slave or subject to the power of sin. Now, Paul never says in Romans chapter 6 that sin died. The Bible says that we died. And we died to the power, the enslaving power of sin. And so our old man was crucified. Now, in order to experience the full effect of that, this is where verse 11 comes in, which tells us how to apply this truth. So he says, "Likewise, you also reckon yourselves dead indeed to sin." And so now we need to receive the teaching of verses 1 through 10 of chapter 6 by faith, and apply it to our life by faith to reckon ourselves to be dead indeed to sin. Now, the word reckon is a Greek word, legizomai, which can refer to three things. One, it can be used as a mathematical term in the sense of counting, numbering, accounting, or to estimate. Also, figuratively, as it does in chapter 4, it's the same word translated credited, which means to impute to one's account. Or also figuratively, it can mean calculating, reasoning, and I like this word, affirming something to be true. A more biblical term would be to believe. So what Paul is saying here is that we need to affirm this to be true, to believe it or to conclude, because the Bible says that we are indeed dead to sin. Now, it's also important to understand that this word reckon is in the present tense, which means it's something ongoing. We need to continually affirm, believe that we are dead indeed to sin. Now, this is how this plays out. As we're struggling with this battle of temptation, which we will continually do until the Lord comes back, when the sin wants to come in and dominate us and enslave us, we have one or two choices at that point. We could give in and say, "Well, I just can't control this desire or this impulse," or we could blame it on the old man where the Bible says he was crucified, or we could affirm or believe that I don't have to give in to this power, I don't have to give in to this lust or this desire or this sinful tendency, because that old man was crucified. And when I start believing that, that truth, that power that's available, I do believe it begins to work its way out in my life. I'll see a greater degree of holiness, a greater power working through me. Rather than making excuses for myself, now I realize that I do not have to be a slave to sin any longer because my old man was crucified with Christ. And I believe that's what Paul has in mind in 1 Corinthians 10:13, where he speaks about that there's no temptation that will be able to overpower us or bring it into its slavery that we just have no control over, but God always gives us a way of an escape. And Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." So here we see that God has given us a way of escape with any temptation that comes our way. And that is because we have to apply Romans 6 to it, that the old man has been crucified, and we don't have to give in to these sinful temptations any longer. Sin is no longer having a dominion over our life. We are no longer enslaved to its power. Now listen to me carefully. I am not saying at all that we will not experience temptation, that sin is no longer present, that we will live some perfect life, but the Bible says we don't have to be enslaved to its power any longer because our old man was crucified. That's why Paul says you need to believe this or affirm it to be true. We need to receive what the Word of God says on an ongoing basis. And with each temptation that comes our way, we need to affirm that I don't have to be enslaved to this temptation. I don't have to be enslaved to this sin any longer because I'm indeed alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, another important point on verse 11, it is not saying that as you reckon yourselves dead to sin, that that causes that to happen. But the first 10 verses says it happened the moment you received Christ because you are then identified with his death, burial, and resurrection. But as we affirm this truth to be true, I believe it works out in our life in supplying us with a greater or stronger motivation to resist the temptation. The bottom line is when a temptation arises, our mind is going to think one of two things. We may think, well, I have no power over this, so I might as well just give into this. Or if we affirm what the Bible says to be true, that we're dead indeed to sin and alive to God, we'll say, I don't have to give into this. And I think obviously that latter mentality activates your will in a stronger way and helps release the power of the Spirit of God within your life more effectively. So this is extremely important to understand, that we affirm this, we affirm what is true, and it helps us in this battle with temptation. So there's two things that Paul says we need to affirm. First of all, that we are not what we used to be. That power of the old life has been broken. I'm no longer under the tyranny of sin. And now we simply need to affirm that to be true, that sin is no longer my master. It's a vanquished foe. It's a dethroned monarch. And now I have the freedom and the power and ability in Jesus Christ to live a life that's pleasing to him. Also, not only just affirming the old man is dead, but verse 11 also says that we are indeed alive to God in Christ Jesus. And the example is Christ, who died and also rose, and now he lives to God, Romans 6 tells us. We need to realize the same thing. Our old man was crucified, so now that we can live a life that's with the Lord. Now, I understand the problem with this. We all face this. We say, well, if the Bible says my old man was crucified and that I need to affirm this to be true, why is it that I still experience strong desires, strong leanings towards sin, strong areas of temptation? And if the Bible is saying that this sin no longer has power over me, why do I keep falling into sin? Again, I'm not saying that we will not experience temptation or this power struggle that goes on. What the Scripture affirms, what we need to affirm, is that I am no longer a slave to it. It no longer has any control over my life. And we need to accept this by faith, because that's what the Scripture teaches. Paul's not the only one that made this comment. Also, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says the same thing about being dead to sin. He says this of Christ in verse 24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. And that's always the pattern. We die with Christ so that we could live for righteousness. You need to affirm this to be true. And again, it gives you the right mentality in the battle in dealing with temptation. I understand it's hard to grasp saying, well, it seems like my old man's alive. Well, the Bible says he was crucified. So you're going to go by what the Scriptures say or by your own experience, which is limited and can be deceived. So I need to affirm what the Scriptures say to be true. And I think this is what Paul has in mind when he's talking about spiritual warfare in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, where he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we're not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Now listen to this part. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And here's the most important part. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This is where the spiritual battle comes in and is intensified. These thoughts come to your mind that saying, well, I just can't control this. I might as well give in to this. I have no power over it. That's a lie. You need to bring that thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Examine that thought in light of what the Scripture says. And the Scripture says that you are dead indeed to sin, you're dead to its enslaving power, and you're alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when you take that mentality in the battle, it'll help you in the struggle and temptation with sin. It won't cause it to go away. Romans 6 is not trying to teach how to get away from temptation or how to rid temptation and this battle that goes on in your life to have it completely gone. It's talking about how to resist during the warfare that goes on. And it's a mindset. It's a mindset of saying that my old man was crucified. I don't know this. I'm going to yield my life to God and to his purposes and for his plans. And that's what Romans 12 gets into eventually, where he says in Romans 12, verse 2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And that's where the battle also continues on in Romans 12. It's by the transforming, by the renewing of your mind. And that's why we have to go back to Scripture, to have our mind renewed, that the Bible says here that I died with Christ, I also rose with him, I came out of the grave, a brand new creation, with the ability to walk in newness of life. The old man was crucified. I'm no longer a slave to sin. When our mind starts being renewed that way, it'll definitely have an impact on the way that we walk and the way that we live. And so we have to come back to Romans chapter 6, where Paul says, believe this, affirm this, conclude this, because the scripture says that you are indeed dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so as we embrace this truth, I believe that we will see practically in our life a greater release of the power of God to resist temptation. The battle will not go away. You're going to have to battle and struggle with temptation as everybody does, either until we die or until the Lord comes back. But we need to have the right mindset in the battle. That is so crucial. There's no doubt that as you go through the scripture, there's a great emphasis upon what we think, upon our mind, what we meditate upon, that is one of the secrets to living the life that Christ would have us to. So it's absolutely important what you believe. So go back through Romans 6, meditate on verse 11, and affirm this to be true, that you are indeed dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.